This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
You mentioned one thing. You said we
nine
want to get things done.
Americans support.
You said we want to get things done. I want to get. I want to get things done too. So let's look at
Virginians. Nine out of ten people.
That's not true. That is not true.
Nine out of ten Americans want us to do this. Why are we so afraid to have a conversation?
So I'm not afraid to have a conversation. I'm here having a conversation. I'm not willing to impede on people's rights based upon your political desires. I'm just not.
I want to go back and you watched this horrible event this week. Just horrible, horrible event.
Sure.
Is there anything you thought that we should do differently as a nation?
That's a great question. So when you look at, let's look at this instance, you know, because there's a lot of rhetoric out there. You got to do background checks and all these things. Well, this guy went through background checks. And there was his brother didn't know anything wrong with him. We didn't. Look, I'm still struggling with that profile as well, too. I don't understand. I think there's probably some other information that's going to come out. But the reality is, when you look at some of the things that have been proposed on the other side or people who want gun control, none of them would have done anything about this issue. Now, I'm not saying we shouldn't do something. I'm saying when we look at gun violence in America and when you look at the populations that are more affected by it than other ones, I think there are some things that we can work together on doing. But simple, just saying we're going to gun control without confiscating them? Because if you want to confiscate them, yeah, maybe we could do it then. But then you'd probably have civil war.
Well, you know, this is what it's all coming down to. I mean, this is the divide. And, you know, let's pull back the curtain on the discussion and call it for what it is. You know, like Nancy Pelosi said in talking about the bump stock, she said, you know, some people are concerned that this is a slippery slide once, you know, the people agree that there should be more regulation, and she said she could only hope so. So this is the deal. I mean, the truth be known, you got people that really wants an America without any guns whatsoever. Now, you know, thank God, as we were talking with Bruce Kaufman earlier, thank God for the Second Amendment right. But what is being lost in translation is that key phrase that the government doesn't want to bring up, and politicians and others that argue the case, is the Second Amendment right says that the government should not infringe upon. Okay? That means that they shouldn't get in any way whatsoever. Everybody has the right to do that. If you choose to exercise that, that is up to you. That is a personal right. To me, I think it's disgusting that you have that right, and then if you exercise that right, then you better be prepared to pay anywhere from $5,000 to $10,000, get an attorney. That's if you're lucky, if it's a good shoot, if you are clearly defending yourself. But that if you do fire your weapon, chances are you're gonna get arrested, you're going to jail, and you're going to need some sort of legal professional help. So anybody that has a gun, if you don't have insurance, and I guess this is a plug for people that sell the insurance, you need to have insurance because if you are protecting your family, and that's what you have the gun for, is to protect your family, and you find yourself in that situation, you could end up making things a lot more complex for yourself. So insurance is something that should be there. But I think it's unfortunate that has to be something that's into play in order to defend yourself. But this is the America that we live in understanding that there are, you know, there are a number of people that would just as soon take the guns out of every American's hands, regardless of any condition whatsoever. And that is what this is all coming down to. So either we are a nation that believes in the rule of law and believe in our Constitution, and we're going to defend said Constitution, or we're going to continue as it will, and it probably should. You know, we'll continue to have the debate. I'm not saying that ends the debate. But we need to know what it is that we believe in. And I think that's the big question here right now. It's 5 minutes after the top of the hour. This is Bill Martinez. We are live.
Message and data rates may apply.
Oh, my gosh. That's Frank Thomas.
No.
Yes, that's him. Go ahead.
Excuse me. Are you Frank Thomas?
Yes, I am.
I bet you get recognized a lot.
I was a pretty good ball player.
You were?
Some people thought so.
Sorry. We recognize you from those Nugenix commercials.
Oh, yeah? That's great.
So does Nugenix really work?
Oh, yeah. I really can feel the difference. My workouts are better, and I feel a lot more energetic.
I wish my husband would use Nugenix.
It's so easy to get started. All you have to do is send one simple text.
Text the word PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And you're going to like the difference, too.
Text PRIME44 to 42424 for a complimentary bottle of Nugenix. Samples are not available in stores. Text PRIME44 to 42424.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop, hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going on. Stop, hey, what's that sound?
As my old friend used to say, sometimes you got to stop yourself before you wreck yourself. And boy, I'll tell you, when you get emotional, it's easy to find yourself traveling down roads that later on are a little bit hard to explain. And I would say that's certainly the case with what happened in Las Vegas. This is why we've been trying to approach the conversation about Las Vegas in more of a spiritual plane. And I'm grateful that we have Reverend James Ward with us right now, pastor, author, entrepreneur, and community leader who speaks nationally and internationally on cultural and spiritual issues. Reverend Ward, good to have you with us here on Bill Martinez Live. How are you, sir?
Hey, Bill. I'm doing great. Thank you so much for having me on the show.
Well, we need your balance, and we've needed this balance. I mean, we hear a lot about, you know, gun control, you know, the horrific situation that occurred. Some will casually say, some pundits will say, well, evil was on display. But I've maintained, Reverend, that, you know, much like good, people really have a hard time understanding the supernatural impact and the spiritual consequence of good and evil.
Sure. You know, Bill, I really appreciate you using the word balance, because we've been operating with a great degree of imbalance in our nation, really focusing so much on the more secular ideologies, humanistic thinking, and we've strayed away from the spiritual perspective, which has been foundational to our nation from the very beginning. And it's amazing that we often acknowledge the spiritual reality of evil, but we dismiss the spiritual reality of God, who is the only one capable of redressing evil. And you cannot fight spiritual battles with natural weapons. Something that is important for us to understand when we talk about evil in our nation today, Bill, we take a one-dimensional perspective about law. And that's a perspective about civil law, which is intended for the state to govern its citizens. But we neglect two important facets of law, which is number one, spiritual law, how God governs humanity, and number two, which is moral law, which is how humans govern themselves based upon spiritual law and God who gives us morality. And whenever you remove spiritual law and moral law and you neglect those, Bill, civil law is incapable of standing alone because it's founded upon spiritual and moral law. I believe that is what the founding fathers of this nation intended with the statement, one nation under God. Mm-hmm. Those two words are so important because it injects spiritual and moral law into our society that causes people to live in a way that we're not injuring and damaging each other, but we're governing ourselves in a way that is beneficial to our society.
Well, this country has been on a slippery slope for a long time, and I would say at least going back to around 1850, with the introduction of The Origin of Species and Darwin, it seemed to give place to the humanist. And, of course, they have been gaining more and more ground. They've been progressive to the point that at the turn of the century, the 20th century, they took over our public school systems, and the march has been forward, been moving forward, and to the point that they have taken over our political system, and they're willing to ignore our constitutional foundings, and they say quite openly that it is an elastic document, that there is, it's left up to modern day interpretation, and they're rather loose in that. And then, of course, our former president made the announcement to the rest of us in the world, unbeknownst, that America is no longer a Christian nation.
I remember that statement, and that was a day that was heartbreaking for me to hear our president make that statement. Again, because the Christian faith, the Judeo-Christian faith, has been bedrock to this nation from the very beginning. And one of the things we have to understand is I believe that even with this tragic event, that we have undeniable evidence that America has crossed an invisible threshold into something diabolically evil. Mm-hmm. And I'm reminded of a statement, of a wisdom statement that Jesus made from Mark chapter 7, Bill. And he says this, that from within, out of the heart of men proceed evil thoughts, adulteries, murders, thefts, all of those things proceed from within and defile a man. And so we cannot deviate from spiritual and moral law. And you're absolutely right. I believe the idea of Darwinism, the idea of evolution, what it does, Bill, is it removes God from the equation. And once you remove absolute truth, which has historically been represented by God and His Word, which has been in existence long before the United States was ever written, long before the Constitution was ever written, whenever you remove God, everything becomes relative. And now we're confused about which bathrooms our kids should use, all because of this idea that we want to remove God from our society, remove spiritual law, remove moral law, remove absolute truth. Everything becomes relative. And here's the diabolical part of that. When a person, like we see in Las Vegas, commits an act of immorality, it's hard to really gauge if it's moral or immoral from his perspective when you take God out of the picture. Exactly. In other words, what feels good to me may be damaging to thousands of people, but if I want to do it and I have a right to do it and I feel that I should do it, when we get into redefining morality and spiritual laws, it really begins to pull the rug from underneath our great country.
Yeah, we're back in the book of Judges. We begin to see things according to our own eyes, and we saw that. It's so well documented as to what happens. Yeah. And here we are. We're living out the book of Judges, and you wonder, okay, do we have to get to the point of being enslaved? And some might argue that America, regardless of color of skin, is being enslaved by a philosophy and an ideology that is nothing godlike. The thing that I found most incredible here, Reverend, is that people are willing to say, hey, there's no God and there's no ultimate truth, or and walk away from it so they can see it according to their own eyes. And I said, okay, well, what about the law of gravity? You know, if nothing, you know, has any relevance, then let's take the law of gravity out of the picture then.
Right. No, you're absolutely right. You know, we cannot overemphasize the importance of moral law. And here's the issue. The reason moral law is so important, and spiritual law as well, is because you cannot legislate morality. No. In other words, there's no law you can put on the books to make a person righteous, to make a person practice the golden rule, to do unto others as you would have them do unto you. There's nothing you can do from the outside to govern a person's heart. You know, Jeremiah chapter 17, verse 9, a prophet Jeremiah, he actually said that the heart is deceitfully wicked, is desperately wicked. Who can know it? That there's no rationale to evil, and there's no way to legislate morality. I use this simple analogy, Bill, that if you give a righteous, moral man the launch codes to our nuclear arsenal, you can live safe and live a quiet and peaceable life and not have to worry about anything because that man is righteous. But if you give an unrighteous, immoral man with malicious, wicked intent in his heart, that man will kill you with his bare hands or a spoon or a butter knife or a paper clip. anything that he can get his hands on because his heart is not right. And
exactly.
He's gotten away from these fundamental conversations in our nation. We need gun legislation, sure, but ultimately it's not about gun legislation. It's about the condition of heart, of the heart. It's about morality. We've got to reintroduce those conversations in our society today.
Without a doubt. And it's something our founding fathers realized. Our second president said that, Benjamin Franklin even echoed the same thing, same sentiment, yes. That our Constitution was designed for a people of morality, and at that time they expected the leaders to have, I mean, you talk about a litmus test, one existed in this regard for sure.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now, and as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Book Club Radio.
Today we're chatting with Mike Papantonio, leading trial lawyer and prolific author. His latest novel, Law and Vengeance, is a nonstop, action-packed legal thriller. We spoke with him about the book and the real-life issues that inform and inspire his writing.
I think John Steinbeck probably had the biggest impact on me as a child. Just growing up and understanding what he was trying to say about how, how the world is upside down between the haves and the have-nots had a tremendous impact on me. It's followed me in my entire career to always try to be there on behalf of the underdog. And, I think there's probably very little that he ever wrote about that I don't agree and try to incorporate into my life and in my practice. And so being a plaintiff's lawyer, going to war with big corporations was just a perfect setting for all of that.
On the heels of the critically acclaimed legal thriller, Law and Disorder, comes Law and Vengeance, the latest novel from famed trial attorney Mike Papantonio. Law and Vengeance follows the law firm of Bergman Decatomas, who is now in the crosshairs of a weapons manufacturer. But this is not a law firm that plays by all the rules. Based on a real case, Law and Vengeance, the riveting new legal thriller by Mike Papantonio, is available wherever books are sold.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771 for your free Reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Letting you know about it before the defecation hits the oscillation. Bill Martinez, live.
We're back with you, America. 19 minutes after the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Just to make that sighting real clear of John Adams, this was a statement he made to the Massachusetts militia on 11th October. When we're talking, what, 309 years ago that he made this statement in October of 1798. And what he said exactly, he says, we have no government. He says, because we have no government armed with power capable of contending with human passions, unbridled by morality and religion, avarice, ambition, revenge, or gallantry would break the strongest cords of our Constitution as a whale goes through a net. Our Constitution was made only for a moral and religious people. It is wholly inadequate to the government of any other. So to your point, Reverend, our founding fathers, and dare I say, even our first president, George Washington, echoed a similar sentiment as well. They understood, these were men of faith who understood what God was giving them was a unique opportunity and experiment. I mean, the way this was developing, we were going to be the second nation in the history of man where God's hand would be upon, us and Israel like no other nation in the world or its history.
No, that's absolutely correct. And I think it's important to acknowledge for our listeners, Bill, that, and this is coming from a pastor, mm-hmm. that when we talk about America being a Christian nation, when we talk about God being foundational to the values of this nation, every nation, every society has to be built upon some ideology, some moral foundation, whether that's Islam, whether it's a Hinduism or Christianity or humanism or what have you. It's built upon some underlying value system. And for America, that has been Christianity. But think about this. Back even in the 1800s, the major disciplines in education in the 1800s were law, medicine, and theology, mm-hmm. because it was known that if we do not understand biblical principles, godly principles, in terms of how to even prepare our hearts and to even prepare ourselves as a nation, that our nation would actually implode within itself. And so we need those fundamental principles. You think about it. We sing all of these songs about God bless America on mm-hmm. our money. We put in God. We trust God. We sing God bless America. Stand beside her and guide her. That we have to understand that unless God's sovereign hand is upon our nation, Acts chapter 17 even tells us that God has designed the nations of the world, that he sets their boundaries and their borders according to his own purposes. And again, as a pastor, when we're talking about being a Christian nation, we're not talking about forcing every person in America to become Christian. We're not talking about forcing people to choose to serve God and have to submit to the scriptures. That is the heart of separation of church and state. But being a Christian nation, and again, in my disagreements with the statement that President Obama made, that we can be a Christian nation and not have everyone in the nation be a Christian, but we've got to have that underlying foundation if we're going to coexist and live lives that are quiet and peaceable.
Well, here it is. I mean, what does God give us? I mean, God says, look, if you've got a problem, contend with me. Sit down. Talk to me. Let's talk it out here. And basically what our founding fathers caught in understanding this is that they set out a goal in saying, look, the First Amendment right is so important that we can have these discussions. Even now, as hotly contested as they are, the challenges, you would think that we would know a little bit better in how to have a conversation, but you go back to what John Adams said, the very nature of man is so antithetical, and we're so spoiled that we want our own way that we're willing to abandon all reason and responsibility to somehow argue, like as if, you know, as you said earlier, and I've said on the show before, you're not going to argue somebody into heaven.
That's correct. And I believe we need to create that basic decency, the basic respect of being able to sit down and to have adequate, beneficial dialogue. I want to invite your listeners to go to zerovictim.com. I write about this in a book that I titled Zero Victim, Liberate Yourself from the Mentality of Defeat. And Bill, I believe that there is great victim mentality in America. And because people see themselves as victims and believe that they're a victim, it ruins ruins the capacity and it damages our capacity to sit down and have civil discussion and dialogue.
Exactly.
To agree to disagree, to focus on the common denominator that exists between us, because people are so offended. People are so hurt. And whenever you begin to live life and to see through the lenses of victim mentality and you see yourself as being a victim, it ruins the civil relationship and the cordial relationship between people, whether it's blacks and whites, Republicans and Democrats, and we simply lose the capacity to sit down to even reach common viable solutions that are beneficial to our society. Again, it's a spiritual principle. When we talk about spiritual law, that Jesus said that a house divided against itself will come to desolation. I believe that the division in our nation is ultimately a threat to the very existence of America.
Well, you're exactly right. And with all these issues that face our country today, they are resolvable. And to your point, without God, if we're not bringing God to the discussion, then we're flailing in the water here. And this idea of, to me, it's almost, not to correct you, Reverend, by any means, but lately that term, let's just agree to disagree, to me it's become like chalk hitting the chalkboard in the wrong direction. I mean, it's okay that we need to have further discussion. I may not agree with you on that point, and I need some more information on it. That's okay. But to me, sometimes people just, because they want to make nice and just say, well, I agree to disagree. That's like somebody saying, well, bless his heart. What does that really mean? It's just like if we're really interested in coming to a resolution, then we'll talk this out. And I may not be there yet, so that's okay. But sometimes what happens, the easy way out is just say, well, we'll just agree to disagree. Maybe that gives some sort of affordability to some civility. And more than anything else, I think civility can be there if we understand what the rules of discussion are. And I think that we've let go of those basic civil rules and respect that needs to be inherent there, so that when people are getting out of control, whether it's on some national TV news show and people come up with some rather ludicrous things, or even our government wants to promote victimhood, which they've done, because that's become a whole industry in our nation, to your point.
Yeah, no, it absolutely has. And I agree with you. The problem with that statement of agreeing and disagreeing is it's become powerless semantics. People don't mean it. Mm-hmm. Their heart is not behind that statement to sit down and to operate together. And I believe that this idea of zero victim mentality is the only way to push the reset button on the hostilities that exist and the division that exists today, is being able to come together to have these conversations.
Well, Reverend Ward, we know Survivor Sunday is coming up, and in the last couple of minutes, I want to give you an opportunity to encourage our audience to get involved with Survivor Sunday.
Absolutely. Survivor Sunday is really an invitation for individuals and for churches and Christians across the nation to join together in prayer for those who have survived gun violence. And that's something that affects, I believe, all of us. In our own family, we've had four cousins who have either been killed or seriously injured because of gun violence. And your listeners can go to SurvivorSunday.org or on Facebook at Pray to End Gun Violence, or Twitter, Pray4 Survivors. And join us in our efforts as we pray for those. It's going to take place on Sunday, October 15th, with churches and even in homes across America. So we invite your listeners to go to SurvivorSunday.org for more information, and to also visit ZeroVictim.com, and they can pick up more information about the book Zero Victim. We're very proud of those two campaigns and thankful that they're doing really well to make a tremendous impact in our nation.
Well, and that's going to make a huge difference because, as you say, we got to bring God, we got to bring Jesus into the center of this conversation. Understand, I believe that we probably have 100% agreement in this nation that we want to get rid of gun violence. So what does that look like? How do we get there? And I don't think within the limitations of our own human understanding, we can get there. We need to bring God. God has spoken on this on many occasions, but if we're not going to learn from the teacher, then we will continue to, as the children of Israel did in Kadesh Barnea, continue to go around in circles out there in the desert.
Yes. Absolutely. You're absolutely right. I so appreciate being with you. You and I met at NRB a couple of years ago, and it's great to be with you, and it's been great to be on your show.
Well, an honor to have you back, and an honor to be talking to you once again. Reverend James Ward, thank you.
I'm Jay Curtis. The new iPhone 8, iPhone 8 Plus, and Apple Watch Series 3 are now at T-Mobile.
and the company has some compelling offers on these hot new devices. Matt Staniff, Senior Vice President for T-Mobile, has more.
Right now, any customer that trades a qualifying iPhone will get up to $300 off their new iPhone 8, 8 Plus, or iPhone 10 by 24 monthly bill credits. And, of course, you can get Netflix on us with taxes and fees included with your T-Mobile One plan.
T-Mobile also announced a new iPhone upgrade program. Customers can trade in their current iPhone when 50% is paid off. And T-Mobile will wipe out their remaining payments so they can upgrade to their next iPhone free and clear.
And don't forget about the new Apple Watch Series 3. We're giving customers 3 months of free cellular service, and then it's just $10 a month after that with AutoPay.
For more details on Apple device pricing and data plans, go to T-Mobile.com/Apple.
How did you become addicted? A friend? Were you at a party and someone said, hey, try this? Then you got the cold sweats and started shaking. And the more you did it, the more it didn't work. So you switched to the needle. Now you're a train wreck. Drinking, drugging, broke. Your family hates you. And you hate you. Get out of your hell on earth now. Call the Detox and Treatment Helpline today for immediate help. In many cases, your insurance may cover the costs. We can't guarantee it, but we can guarantee we have what you need to change your life for the better. Pick up your cell phone and call right now. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. 855-700-2979. That's 855-700-2979.
Hello, I'm Mike Lindell, the inventor of MyPillow, and like all of you out there, I had problems sleeping. Pillows would go flat, I would flip-flop all night long, I would wake up with a sore neck, maybe a headache, or feel like I needed a nap even though I slept 8 hours. When I invented MyPillow, I wanted it to where you could move the patented fill to give you the exact support you need as an individual, regardless of sleep position. MyPillow will get you into that deep REM sleep faster, and you will stay there longer. It's not about how much time we spend in bed, it's about how much of that quality sleep we get. I do all of my own manufacturing right here in the United States. I have a 10-year warranty. You can wash and dry my pillow, and I give you a 60-day money-back guarantee, so you have nothing to lose. And here's my best offer ever. You can buy one of my pillows and get one absolutely free.
Go to MyPillow.com or call 800-870-0305 and use promo code GCN. That's MyPillow.com or 800-870-0305 with promo code GCN.
Someone once said, live free or die, right? Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. 28 minutes before the top of the hour, believing in the principles that have made America strong, that has blessed this country. We're so grateful to God for his hand upon this country, and those core principles is what we need to hold on to. When I first heard the name Mitzi Purdue, I immediately went to Paltry and was aware of some of the Purdue history. But as I read more and more about Mitzi Purdue, I said, whoa, what an incredible woman here. And to have her on the air with us is such a blessing, because Mitzi is the daughter, which you may not have been aware, the daughter of one family business titan. Her father founded the Sheraton hotel chain. She is the widow of another, her late husband, for the family business poultry magnate, Frank Purdue. And she's also a businesswoman in her own right. So I warned her. I said, we're going to love having you on, because I want to talk about small business. I want to talk about empowerment and, her life experiences. So, Mitzi Purdue, welcome to Bill Martinez Live. How are you?
Oh, Bill, what an honor and joy to be with you. I love this.
Well, great to have you here. For all that you've experienced, I mean, do you feel like extraordinarily blessed? I mean, you grew up in a family with a father that was a business titan. You go on to marry Frank Purdue, another business titan. And, of course, the mantle has been handed off, and now you're in charge.
Oh, I'm not actually in charge, although I am kind of a matriarch of both families.
Mm-hmm.
But my stepson, Jim Purdue, certainly runs Purdue Farms. But, oh, my goodness, am I proud of him, and his late father would have been proud of him. Mm-hmm. And as for being blessed, I don't know how I got so blessed. I thank the good Lord every single day.
I bet. When I say in charge, I didn't mean necessarily, I wasn't referring to the day-to-day operations. There was something about the soul and blessing, the nugget, the golden nugget, you might say, that was passed on from your father and that you were also exposed to in your marriage with Frank Perdue and the success that the Perdue family experienced in the family business. That's what I was referring to, because there's something there that you hold that... I just think it's like you're the custodian of it. Is that fair?
I consider that extraordinarily insightful of you, because, no, I don't run anything. But on the other hand, as the oldest family member, I do get to influence the culture. And the Perdue family has been going on for, we're going to celebrate our 100th year in
wow.
3 years. And the Henderson Estate Company, which began in 1890, and that's the family that started the Sheraton Hotels. Mm-hmm. We've been together as a family and with business enterprises for 127 years. And what I wrote my book about is partly for family business members, but it's also for anybody who's part of a family. Mm-hmm. Because what kept us together over the years, both families, and it's 224 years if you put them together, is we didn't leave our culture to accident. We put extraordinary effort into teaching the kids from the youngest ages values that help keep us together. Oh. And my feeling is that the families that leave it to accident don't last, and 70% of family businesses aren't going to make it to the next generation.
Well, some people, Missy, because there is argument right now about the death tax, what that has done in contributing to the destruction of family traditions and businesses like yours. Do you have an opinion on that? I'm sure you do.
Well, I hate the death tax because the amount of destruction of value that it causes. Because when a family business goes under because of tax issues or can't continue because of tax issues, this isn't just the family that suffers. It's the employees. It's the lenders. It's the tax base of the community. It's the perniciousness of a company that goes under because of taxes is just tragic beyond imagination. Mm-hmm. But although I do have a strong opinion of it, and I just shared it with you, my biggest impression, and this comes from academic studies as well as my own observation, is that 70% of the families that don't make it, it's because of family relationships and quarrels. Mm-hmm. And what I try to address in my writing and speaking is, what can you do to create a supportive family, one that puts family first, one that rewards family members for understanding each other and that teaches people that relationships are much more important than money?
Well, and that's the thing, you know, at any given point in time, we could have contention within a family, but, even in marriage, we can take it down to that core as well. But at the end of the day, when you get through those battles, as they will come, and you realize what's most important, I think that's what's been the biggest impediment to this whole situation, Missy, is that we lose sight of what's most important.
Well, I can give you a personal family example, and this is kind of inside information about the Sheraton Hotel family, my family.
So you can tell me this without killing me? Is that what you're telling me? Thank you for being so vulnerable and sharing this. That's nice.
No, I'm going to bear the whole story to all your listeners.
Okay.
When my father died, we had the choice of whether to sell the company or not. And although the family's still intact 50 years later, mm-hmm. The arguments over whether to sell or not were just reaching a white-hot fever pitch, because half the family members, and I think back then there might have been 50 of us, half of us felt, this is our identity, this is our tradition. Who will care more about the employees than we do? Who will care more about just the whole project than family members? Mm-hmm. So that's what half felt. But the other felt that we needed to sell, because you need an infusion of cash to keep the hotels up to the standard that was necessary and to be competitive. And anyway, the arguments raged back and forth. But we had a tradition in our family, one that we were taught from infancy, that A, we don't wash our dirty linen in public. And does that phrase, is that an easily understood phrase? It means we don't take our quarrels public. If we have a quarrel, we don't go to the press, we don't go to lawyers.
Right. Yes.
Well, in spite of the most white hot feelings in the world, and you know, it was part of our tradition that you're allowed to air your grievances and your feelings, but the other part of the tradition is under no circumstance is it possible to take it public. So as far as the world knew, we were a united family, and we did come to the decision to sell. And you know, I think it did strengthen us in the end because we followed our deeply held traditions that you can fight until you make the decision, and then you come together and move on, and nobody's allowed to hold a grudge, and we did that.
Exactly. Well, Mitzi, certainly in contrast to other families that could share the opposite side of where it became a public spectacle and things are said. I mean, you know, in this age, this information age in which we live in, of course, coming into this current generation, we heard TMI, you know, too much information. And today, even still, there's so much information out there that's so unnecessary and counterproductive, and it does damage. It does damage along the way that sometimes becomes insurmountable. And what do you lose? And here in this case, you know, whether it was your original family whose father, your father started the Sheraton Hotel chain, or even what carried on with your husband in the Purdue family. I mean, hundreds of years of tradition and life experiences that are so valuable. And this is why I appreciate you writing the book and coming on and talking about it. And I want to get into more detail about some of these, you know, family dynamics, and also, as you say, what you held to in terms of a core value of trying to hold the project together in considering, you know, the people, and not just the people, but the talents, the experience, I think that are just absolutely invaluable. And to me, that breaks my heart when I see that you've got people with a reason to live and a destiny that somehow is compromised because of human tradition and human short-sightedness. Mitzi Purdue is with us, and we're talking about family business, and we'll get into more detail after this. Stay with us, America. This is Bill Martinez. It's 18 minutes before the top of the hour right now.
Struck Films.
Where did you come from?
The true story of a stray dog.
Who are you?
That's Pluto.
Who saves a struggling family in more ways than one.
What's wrong?
It isn't working anymore.
Sometimes help comes from the most unlikely places.
I don't need you.
He's trying. He really is.
Sometimes one dog can change everything.
If we smell on every boy.
From the director of The Other Side of Heaven, The Stray. Rated PG. For theater locations and more information, visit thestray.movie. In theaters now.
With the recession ending, if you've been putting off building your business, now is the time to act. General Steel will meet or beat any price on a pre-engineered steel building of the same size and specifications. Act now, before steel prices go up. So call us today for free information.
Call 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312. 800-617-9312.
Hello, Mr. Anderson. The NSA has noticed how much time you spend on conservative news sites. We have no choice but to consider you a domestic terrorist.
Tired of your internet activity being monitored by Big Brother? Get VirtualShield.com, the world's easiest-to-use virtual private network. Browse the web anonymously, leaving pesky advertisers and spies in the dust. Get started today at VirtualShield.com. Take advantage of our free 30-day trial. VirtualShield.com. You have the right to remain private.
Kiyosaki, Rogers, and Schiff all concur there's an economic calamity that will be facing this country. My question to you is, do you know when and are you prepared? Most people don't, but my friends over at Republic Monetary Exchange have been leading experts in precious metals to help you offset the coming economic collapse. Right now, for a limited time, they have a free book called The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. You simply need to give them a call at 888-772-2929 to get that in your hands. Do not allow the insiders to do what they did to you in 2008, putting your IRAs, 401ks, and savings in jeopardy. You need this book, and you need it now. The 10 Reasons You Should Own Gold. Call 888-772-2929. That's 888-772-2929. There's a reason that the largest investment banking company in the world, J.P. Morgan, just purchased another 50 million ounces of silver. This free book will explain it. 888-772-2929.
You've heard the phrase, you are what you eat? Not true. Actually, you are what you can absorb. So if the vitamins and supplements you now take are not being absorbed, what good are they? Introducing Protovite, proprietary liquid system that allows premium quality nutrients to positively affect the blood in an astonishing 5 minutes. Watch our amazing 2-minute live blood cell video at TrueHealthFacts.com. That's TrueHealthFacts.com. Then call 502-410-3411. Protovite is nutrition you can feel. Protovite is nutrition that gets in.
Spirit of Don't Tread on Me Alive. Bill Martinez, live.
Hey, we're back with you, America. Just about 15 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here. Mitzi Perdue is with us, a businesswoman, author, a master storyteller. Her brand new book, it's just released today, right? You were saying?
This is the first day you can get it on Amazon. It's been in print for about 3 days, but it took Amazon a couple of days to catalog it. But today you can get it.
Woo-hoo. Oh, yeah, exactly. Okay, and we'll link it on our website. And we're talking Tough Man, Tender Chicken. I love that. Business, Tough Man, Tender Chicken, Business and Life Lessons from Frank Perdue. Wow, what a special trip for you to be able to write this. I say a trip. It's probably a journey back down through memory lane with your former husband.
Although, actually, I have several books in print right now, and the one that I most like to talk about is How to Make Your Family Business Last.
Okay.
And the emphasis on this is family, because I think family is the bedrock of everything that's successful.
Mm-hmm. Well, as we were talking about earlier, Mitzi, it starts with, you know, I believe a foundational core issue of, you know, why are you in business to begin with?
And, golly, you know, that's a fabulous question, because there's so many dimensions to it.
Mm-hmm.
I think both my late husband and my late father's attitude was they were there to serve the public. They were there to provide a service that would either enrich or benefit people's lives and at the same time provide employment. And by a huge coincidence, both my father with the Sheraton Hotels and Frank Perdue with Perdue Chicken, mm-hmm. both started out with themselves and a partner, or in Frank's case, his father, mm-hmm. and by the end of their days, they each employed 20,000 people.
Amazing.
Well, both men put the strongest effort and focus on treating the employees right, and something that happened with both men, and I talk about this in How to Make Your Family Business Last, both men were able to ensure such loyalty or engender so much loyalty that if you started working for either of them, if you fit into the culture enough so that you lasted 5 years, you were going to be there for life. Mm. Frank was just surrounded by people who had been with him since their teens, and the same with my father. Mm. In both cases, for example, their secretaries stayed with them throughout their lives.
Wow.
And I feel that the same values that made for a successful family, and that is caring for others and being generous and putting relationships above profit, in both cases, it made them successful family men and it made them successful businessmen.
Well, they understood and lived servant leadership.
How spiritual were both men?
Frank, I think, was more spiritual than my father. I mean, we certainly attended services every week. Mm-hmm. My father was, okay, he was spiritual, but he wasn't that much of a churchgoer. My mother, on the other hand, made up for it because she was very, very both churchgoing and spiritual. I guess the question you asked was how spiritual were they? They both had the strongest beliefs in the servant leadership and, where do I even continue with this? Because it was so, well, okay, let me give you an example of my father, which this isn't quite spiritual, but tell me if it doesn't have a spiritual dimension. Mm. He told me that the greatest pleasure his wealth ever gave him was in giving it away. He loved to support charities. Yeah. And Frank's attitude towards charity, which, you know, I'm amazed by the benevolence of this man.
Mm-hmm.
He carried out the admonition of I think it's don't let your left hand know what your right hand is doing with charity.
Mm-hmm. Right.
When we first married, and this is just a quick little story, but like almost the first week, I knew that he had given what I thought was a mammoth amount to the Girl Scouts. Well, I grew up as a
Girl Scout. It's those doggone cookies. That's what. It's the cookies. Those cookies will make you give more than what you started out. Those cute little girls coming in there like that.
But I think he gave hundreds of thousands of dollars to support Girl Scouts. But this is, he did this, you know, with many. But this was like our first week of marriage when I knew that he'd made this gift to an organization that I cherish. Mm. Well, I thought, you know, how wonderful. This has got to be fabulous publicity for Purdue. Maybe it would sell chickens or something. And I learned from the Purdue public relations person that I was actually at that point not to talk about it because Frank preferred all his charitable giving to be private.
Right.
And I think he gave on a scale that would astound people. And, you know, again, that's one of the things that keeps both the Hendersons and the Purdues together. We do charitable, we support charitable causes together. I think that's a huge force for keeping families together because, to me, the biggest thing that tears a family apart is selfishness.
Mm-hmm.
The biggest glue that keeps you together is doing things for others. And Frank even put that together in something I write about in my book, which is he said, if you want to be happy, think what you can do for somebody else.
Right.
On the other hand, if you want to be miserable, think what's owed to you.
Mm, yes. Yeah, this entitlement generation now more so than ever, Mitzi, that they're dealing with. And it's something they will get through, but they're going to learn it experientially, just like you were taught the opposite with your father. And you were able to, with Frank Purdue, have it reinforced and see the value. And when we talk about spiritual things, some try to define spirituality through the lens of the church. I try to discern it through the heart of man that you see on display. What you're sharing about your father tells me that he's very spiritual because he understood some spiritual dynamics that even the most basic of it's better to give than receive. The servanthood example, servant leadership that he lived out, you know, tells me that he was very spiritually profound. He got something early on, and whether it was maybe in his prayer time at 3 o'clock in the morning, whatever it was, and maybe even a passing prayer, I sense your father was very spiritual, and he got it, just like we've been talking about the law of gravity. You know, when you violate the law of gravity. And I believe your father realized that when he was true to godly principles, he was rewarded. And look what he did in terms of a family that could hold together. I mean, 50 members, I mean, together talking about the future of a family. I mean, that's got to be a phenomenal dynamic and experience in and of itself.
And yet it still continues to this day. We had our 127th reunion in I guess it was July.
Wow.
And I've talked with family members, and this is getting back to how grateful I am that we didn't fall apart in arguments over one of the biggest decisions a family can make, that we Yet we argued, but then we closed ranks and didn't hold a grudge. I've had family members tell me that one of the biggest sources of satisfaction in this earthly life is having a loving, supporting family that's going to be there for you.
Exactly.
You know, it's like a great giant safety net.
And these are all...
You know, one,
go ahead. I'm sorry.
Oh, I'm just going to mention one of... We have all sorts of things designed to keep the families together, but we have things like Service to the Family Awards, and you know, people compete for them. And to my mind, when I was designing this award, I was thinking of President Kennedy and ask not what your country can do for you, ask what you can do for your country. Mm-hmm. Well, being a family means that you have to do things for the family rather than just take what the family can give you.
Exactly.
And I love the idea of awards because it gets people's minds focused on what they can give as well as what they can get.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, for me, the echoing prayer is the prayer of St. Francis, and particularly there's one line. Yeah. You see, this is it. You and I, see, this goes on forever here. You and I are going to stay in touch forever. I know this. We have a lot more in common.
I feel as if I've made a new best friend.
Hey, here we are, you and me together, right in front of God and everybody here. Yeah, it's just, to me, the recurring line these days that I'm working on is to understand more than be understood. That is the one that echoes and comes out and highlights when I pray that prayer.
I love the whole prayer. In
yes.
fact, it's my... Well, I also like Mother Teresa and that she wants to be a pencil in God's hand.
Yes. Wow. Yeah. These are all very profound, but they're all outside of ourselves. It's surrendering your life to a higher calling. And, you know, we talk about your new book and keeping businesses and families together. It is, you know, what you're sharing with everybody, Mincy. I mean, this is out of practical experience. You know, what you've gone through in your personal life with your father and with Frank Perdue. Boy, it is a message that needs to go out and be heard and be encouraged, be an encouragement to other families trying to hold their businesses together and people who are struggling right now. And sometimes they find themselves, you know, so hard and struggling that they're just, you know, they're just so much in contention. I keep thinking, well, maybe sooner or later they'll just wear themselves out, you know, kind of like that drowning person, you know, where the lifeguards teach you. They say, don't go and save them right away. Wait until they're almost to the point of drowning because then they get all the fight out of them, you know. Sometimes I think we do that in our humanity.
Although in the case of my book, the reason that I wrote it is because in my life, and I'm a very proud 76, mm-hmm. in my life I've watched probably thousands of families, and I draw on both academic research and then personal knowledge. But the amount of pain and suffering that happens when families aren't getting along, I've had families tell me that it permeates every hour of every day. And so I wrote this book really almost for a spiritual reason. I want to help people, and this is the one way that's really open to me. And so I filled the book with techniques, advice, checklists, resources, just, and whether they're academic or legal or spiritual.
And practical in that way. Well, you say only 30%. Yeah, you say only 30% of family businesses will make it to the next generation. The question is, will yours? How to make your family business last, Mincy Perdue. And Mincy, where can they go to for more information? Really quick, we're down to about the last 10 seconds.
MincyPerdue.com.
Just like that. Just like that. Mincy, thank you so much for being with us. It's an honor. I appreciate it. Mincy Perdue on Bill Martinez Live.
Google has all but banned the movie series What Would Muhammad Do? It's a brilliant film on the true history and goals of Islam. This is the film Trump's enemies and holdouts from the Obama administration are terrified you will see. Pro-Islamic groups working with Google and other multi-billion dollar corporations have vowed to suppress the distribution of What Would Muhammad Do? When you see it, you'll understand why. Get your copy while you still can. Order the 4-DVD collection today for $39.95 plus shipping and handling. Or go online and download the entire movie series for just $19.95. But wait, for those who order in the next 30 minutes, we'll throw in a 9-part series on the Muslim Brotherhood absolutely free. Go to WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now. That's WWMDfilm.com or call 304-289-3700 now.
The answer to